Welcome to Check My Universe Social Media for Education. We are a media place for advertising and publishing about the higher education, about the K-12 across US and across the globe. So today's podcast is focusing on the Entrepreneur's Day or the Entrepreneur's Week. I'm going to talk about the three tips from a woman entrepreneur that you're going to receive as to what goes into the three basic strong strategy to keep up as an entrepreneur, especially during the crisis and the opportunities being converted, grabbed from the crisis. Also, we have a Transgender Day of Remembrance this week. We also are going to talk about the men's health being the men's International Men's Health Day and International Men's Health Day. Because November is called Movember as in Men's Health Day, we'll talk more there. We will also focus a little bit about how the International Men's Day, how we are going to deal with the men's health. Besides that, there has been a great focus about you celebrating the International Students Day, especially the entire week is dedicated to International Week, International Students Week, and it is great. I have a lovely news press out there about international and the numbers about the international program and the study abroad program in the US and more on this podcast. Stay tuned for more on the other side of the podcast. Check My Universe, Social Media for Education. Yoo-hoo, the International Students Week or the day is here. So let's talk a little bit more facts that I have for 2020. And if you want, if you get a chance, you can visit the International Study Blog Abroad blog that I have, and I highlight the news about international. So the international education has witnessed really a decline around 79% to 80% during this COVID-19 situation. With that said, but there is nothing stopping from the universities, and 40% of the universities still are promoting their program. 51% of are putting the safety protocol in place during this pandemic to encourage the study abroad program, and there is more into it. So these are the major highlights. I will give you a little bit more about the blog that I have and the press that I publish in Check My Universe. In summer 2020, there were 40,000 international students enrolled, and 91% of them actually had continued enrolling even in fall 2020 semester. Besides that, the university also continued to provide options like deferment to spring 2021, where 87 has taken the deferment to spring 2021. Online enrollment through distance education classes has also risen to by 78%. And there is deferment to even summer 2021, and beyond summer 2021 also there is deferment, which is around 46%. So take advantage of that if you're in an international program or a study abroad program. Now with that said, you can also expect that the institutions you're enrolled in, if you are coming from outside the country and you are in the US and you are on campus, you will not find the campus as regular campus. 80 to 90% of the social events on campus has been closed or restricted. There is no social gathering allowed. There is no mass gatherings allowed. There is a protocol of having face coverings mandatory, and most of the gatherings has been restricted. So bearing this in mind, you have to keep yourself mentally prepared to be in the study abroad or international programs that you are following up. So if nothing stops you, great, but you need to follow the protocol of keeping yourself safe. Now, 9 out of 10 institutions have adopted new approach, hybrid approach, and a flexibility in the way they practice instruction and giving instruction during COVID-19. So don't be hesitant to share your ideas and share your voice to the university. Even though you're an international student, you have a voice, then you can always find ways that you can benefit the most from the program that you have enrolled yourself. Now this news is based on the opendoor.org that has released it 2020 and 2021 findings, also from IIE, and there is a complete link if you want to study more on the blog, and the title is Study Abroad Program Continues, and you can read more. You can connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I have regular daily updates from around the world about the COVID, about education, about the politics in the US, and we also provide higher education solutions in the community colleges, especially, and the state universities. We are running a pilot program there, but we encourage you to ask for a demo, and we would love to see you there. Now coming to men's health, because it is November, and as I say, in the entire November, I'm going to talk a little bit about men's health in all the podcasts, and also there will be a special podcast for men in November. So the men's health, I would first say emotional health. So the emotional health of the males is different than females. Females cry, they have catharsis, they talk and they share out their emotions, unlike men. We see that men does not share as much emotions and keep, you know, they are actually supposed to be keeping secrets. And it is unhealthy if they don't have that kind of catharsis, because there is high rate of cardiac arrest in men than in women. Because if you are going to share out your emotions and catharsis and, you know, make yourself lighter, it actually feels your heart and your system feels better. So the men are weaker there. Socially, we feel that they socialize over drink or parties, but again, that creates its own problem. So it's a great way for men to socialize and, you know, make themselves sober or mellow down the kind of drinks they have and make their drinks more subtle by mixing up with juices and the hard drinks and going to make it worse. So, and then mixing drugs and everything together is really going to make impact on their health in long run, because alcohol not only is going to have your problems of liver and kidney, it is also going to impact your sexual life, your performance there, and so on. Now, talking about the emotional and social life, I will also say that sexual life is also very important when it comes to men's. Men is all about you know, food and sex. So if there is a man who is more vulnerable because of the emotions, will look more for you know, sexual happiness. If there is a good diet, it will always keep men's health sexually very you know, potent. Will be food which is loaded with zinc, nuts, avocado, mushrooms, and all the fortified cereals and wheat, which really gives them a lot of energy and boost and keep their sexual health on. Now, also besides that, there are supplements available in the market, which is for 40 plus and 60 plus men. So it is a good idea to have the special segmented supplements that are available in the market. And of course, it would be nice to have them do some exercise at least once a week that will help them keep their mind, the body, and their spirit up. Yoo-hoo, and this makes me excited. There is also Entrepreneurs Day, and this entire week has been dedicated to entrepreneurs. I'm not going to go into more details as to how Steve Jobs and every other person on the entrepreneurship, but I'm going to share the three basic strong you know, tips or characteristics that an entrepreneur must have. These entrepreneurs, if you have these three characteristics, will keep you going through the storms that you will face as an entrepreneur. Number one, tip or number one characteristic of an entrepreneur is having that grit, having that fat skin for the game. You have to keep yourself mentally ready and go through all the evil and not so evil things that you will come across. It will be some encouraging friends and some not so encouraging. It will be some good family members supporting and some they will be against you, even in the workplace or even in the friends. An entire system, ecosystem where you get your support may not even support you. So in all these things that will happen during your entrepreneurship journey, needs to make you build your mindset that is going to give you that rowing boat to, you know, get that fat skin for this game. And you cannot just take everything personally. You have to keep up and give that grit to yourself, give that strength to yourself to keep going with this game of entrepreneurship. So keep that fat skin on and keep going. Tip number two is the execution and action. You have to have action. We have so many times seen people have lovely business plans and theories, but when you actually take the business plan and execute, that's where the difference comes. It's, remember, there are millions of ideas and millions of executives out there, but the way you will execute your plan is going to change your game of your business and your entrepreneurship. So that is a very strong action idea that I say, keep your action going and keep finding different ways to execute your plan in your own one way that nobody has. So your execution is important because there are millions of their ideas, millions of launched websites, but your ideas are executed and the way it is done and the way you are going to pursue it and execute is going to make all the difference. And keep your action going. It's your actions on your business plan or changing your business plan and manipulating, pivoting is going to bring a world of difference in your company. Number three, never quit. See, the journey of entrepreneurship is long, it's hard, it has a lot of ups and downs, challenges, you will even cry. You want to quit every 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 4 years, because most of the startups close by 4 years. It is a very good idea to keep this never quit in your mind, in your strategy, in your agenda every day. It is okay to be, taking some time off, taking a break and coming back, but never quit. You will achieve your passion, your idea, and keep pivoting, keep improving, get your journey up and down, and make sure you settle in somewhere high there and not quit. So let's begin with the Transgender Day of Remembrance. This is about the way it is observed on November 20th every year, days, this honor given to the transgender people. The episode started in 1999 when one of the transgender person called Rita Hester was a victim of violence because of being a transgender woman. She was killed in 1998. And that day onwards, there has been a lot of awareness going on and a lot of education drive about the transgender LGBT communities and so on has started in our society. With that said, the Transgender Day of Remembrance is seeking to highlight how there's loss of transgender people because of the bigotry and the violence and the way people attack them. So they are seeking to erase the transgender differences in the community. And how you can get involved in this Transgender Day of Remembrance is you can get a media reference guide about the transgender. You can involve yourself and get engaged in International Transgender Day of Remembrance like I am doing, and spread awareness. If you're a college-bound student, youth, a teenager, or a faculty, and you want to bring about awareness in the education space, I would encourage you to use this entire week or probably entire month to bring awareness about the transgender and the violence related to that. There are transgender law centers, there is transgender women of color collective, and there are many other projects out there. You can use the resources. And also there is violence against transgender community where you can report. The Human Rights Campaign run this one. And then there is a discrimination survey which is conducted by this Violence and Discrimination Against Transgender Day. So I encourage you, if you are among one of them or you want to show your empathy towards this lovely community and the violence that they suffer, I would encourage you to bring about awareness in your community, just like this, a podcast, a seminar, a project in your school, which will help bring awareness to save this kind of violence and victim that these transgender people suffer in the LGBT community. But I am also aware that sometimes this goes really crazy and out of hands. And in name of transgender and LGBT, some people just take disadvantage. So I would also appeal people to be not taking disadvantage of this awareness campaign and to follow the norms and you know, be grounded and follow the norms as in any other regular citizen or the global citizen does. And not to be over, bullying people because you are a part of transgender or you yourself are in that community. I would say settle down and you be sober and, you know, act like you are a normal, man or a woman or a transgender. And not to overly, bully others just in name of transgender. So please do find a balance and bring awareness about the victim of violence and so on that the transgender community in the society suffers. We have weekly newsletters. You can find the newsletter which is released daily from me. I personally have all the information from my staff for my resources into pack into one email. I know that we all have our inboxes flooded. So I always make sure I have the browser link of my daily newsletter sent out to you guys, and you can check it on social media, like other social medias besides Check My News on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and many other places. If you want to subscribe and be the first one to, you know, read that every day without fail, there's a lot of information packed. There's information for students, there's information for the higher education and K-12 space, and anyone who is involved and related to this information, might be parents, might be someone who is associated with education, related news and briefs. Besides that, we have a free platform for the students to sign up, and we have free higher education platform for social media so that they can promote their own events and they can promote their own admission in a very cheap way. When I say cheap, meaning an affordable price, because this will help them promote their program and yet keep motivated during this COVID-19 situation. There is a free trial going on, so visit the website and create your profile for your institution, for academic institution today, and you can invite your students and learn in a very, you know, social way. The platform has been created to learn in a social, engaged manner. With that said, I'll take your leave for today. Keep listening Monday Motivations every Monday. Check My Universe social media for education. This is Mona Chauhan.